80s, 90s, 2K, and today. The Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. Obviously, you're spending a lot of time at home right now. You've had some time to look around and maybe see some stuff that you want to add to the house. Maybe you want to add a home theater system. When the world opens back up, stop by Patterson's Audio and Video. They will help you pick out the system that is perfect for you. They'll even install it. You can learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. When the world opens back up, stop by in person. They're across the street from the Birdie Skate Park, or you can give them a call today at 208-678-6997. So last week, we visited with Dr. Leah York. Dr. York is a mental health professional at Alliance Family Services here in Twin Falls. And Leah really kind of gave us some tips and advice about the climate that we're in right now in the world. It's harder now, I think, to smile than it has been for a long time. And last week when I made a post on my Facebook page and said, hey, if there's any mental health professionals out there who wouldn't mind sparing a few minutes, the response was awesome. And so this morning I'm joined by one of those folks who responded, Jean-Pierre Espil from Alliance Family Services, coincidentally, the same place Leah is from. We talked to Leah last week. Today we're going to talk to Jean-Pierre, but I can call you Pete, right?
That is correct.
Pete, it's a weird world right now, and I think it's hard for a lot of people to smile.
Well, it's certainly a time that's unique to us, isn't it? I don't think any of us, especially my generation, went through anything like this before.
It's just that you look at everything that's happening in the world right now, and I think that, for the most part, we're a very social people. And the part where we can't get out and, you know, go out for dinner with friends, we can't go hang out with family who's not living with us. I mean, you're supposed to limit your outings to just the essential stuff, the prescription pickups and the grocery stores and things like that. We talked last week with Leah a little bit about staying in contact through social media. And thank goodness we have technology like we have it today. This would be a lot harder if it happened 100 years ago. But I think, Pete, now more than ever, it's important that we stay in touch. Maybe you want to become even more social than you were before.
Yeah, I think we have to create a new normal for ourselves. We're going through a difficult time, right? But there are universal principles that help us navigate difficult times as human beings. And people that successfully get through difficult times, whether it's something like what we're dealing with right now, whether it's the death of a family member or a loved one, whether it's being lost in the woods, whatever it is, there are universal principles that help us get through those difficult times. And one of them is, you know, keeping an open mind and being flexible about stuff. And so it's not so much focusing on, well, this is terrible, you know, we can't do X, Y, Z. It's, okay, I can do X, Y, Z, but how do I do X, Y, Z, right? So how do I stay in contact with people even though I'm in my house? How do I, communicate with my family and keep human relationships even though, we're under this quarantine type situation. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I've got to hand it to my wife. Normally, a couple of times a month, she'll go out for girls' night, where just the girls get together, they go hang out, usually at like Elevation 486 or something, and they haven't been able to do that. So using Zoom, which is a fantastic app, by the way, if you're trying to connect with a bunch of people all at once, Zoom is free and it really does a great job. So instead of going out for, you know, a glass of wine and an appetizer and girl talk, she locked herself in the room, connected with all of her girlfriends through Zoom, and they had a virtual girls' night. I think that kind of ties into the whole, it's not that you can't do the things that you were doing before, it's just that you have to get creative on how you can still make them happen today.
Sure, and it's not like we're going to be able to find an answer to every single thing, right? So I like martial arts, I do a lot of jiu-jitsu, I can't go train with my friends, you know, obviously.
Sure.
But there are things I can do at home, that can continue to maintain the level of physical fitness that I try to have. I can watch videos about it. I can call those friends and say, man, are you missing the gym as much as I am? And we can still connect in that social way over the phone or through Zoom or through FaceTime, even if we can't go, you know, try to beat each other up on the mats.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important, too, to remember that this is temporary. I think a lot of people are looking at this as the here and now, which, granted, is pretty tough. And this week, as the Surgeon General said yesterday, this week will be the Pearl Harbor moment for many Americans as we deal with illness and death and watching the number of COVID-19 cases go up and up and up. But eventually we come out of this, and I think we come out of this a stronger society.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that is, therein lies the nature of adversity, right? That there is no better sparring partner than adversity. Golda Meir said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adversity has tremendous value, and we just, it's up to us to create that value, to find that value, to recognize that value. Viktor Frankl, famous psychiatrist who survived Auschwitz, you know, wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his famous quotes was, the last of the human freedoms, the one thing that can never be taken from any human being is their ability to respond to their circumstances.
What would you say to those of us who are dealing with kids? Like my son, he's 8. He has, with the exception of one dentist appointment, he has been in the house since March 13th. Now, naturally, he's cooped up. I mean, and
yeah.
his behavior is kind of starting to show some of that. And, you know, we're being extra patient with him because it's hard for him to comprehend everything that's going around in his world. And, you know, he's talking to his friends on the video games and on the phone and stuff. But they're too young to really understand the depth of society as it sits today. What kind of advice would you give to the parents? What can we do to help those kids out?
Well, I think for one thing, it's really important, and it's not what I'd say is my priority when it comes to advice on this, but one is just be honest with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just always be honest with them about what's going on. Well, people are dying. There's this virus, you know, and we're all staying home to help other people be safe, you know.
Sure.
Just being honest about it. Another thing is just, you know, a routine, you know, creating a routine at home. And this, a lot of people say this, but I think they kind of pass it by real quick without really thinking about it or doing it. But creating a routine so that there are things to look forward to and there's space in between those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get up in the morning, we do breakfast, we do school. Then we have some downtime that we call free time or whatever. Then we do lunch. Maybe we make lunch together. And I teach my kids how to make sandwiches this week and soup and things that we normally might not have time to do. And then maybe after lunch, we have an hour of family time where we play a game outside or we play a board, you know, but just setting a routine up that kind of stays the same throughout the day and spreading the things you're going to do that day, spreading them out so that there's an expectation of another activity coming with time in between. And then that's a calming kind of thing. That's going to help people feel more calm and more stable and certainly help kids calm down because it gives them some structure when they're feeling like there isn't a lot of structure right now.
I think that's such good advice to modify the routine, but knowing that we are creatures of habit, if you have a new routine, but you're consistent every day, that really does give the kids some sense of stability in a weird way.
Exactly. It's really important. And then the time in between is a big deal, too, because if I've got 10 things to do and I do them all before 10 o'clock in the morning, I've got the rest of the day to sit around and worry, feel anxious, feel bored, whatever. But if I spread them out with times, then I'm like, OK, I finished that. And now in about 40 minutes, I'll start this next thing. So I'm going to go and do this for a minute, you know, and then I'll start this next thing in 40 minutes or whatever. And so then you have these tasks you accomplish throughout the day that are sort of milestones throughout the day. Another thing that's really important and might sound crazy, but actually scheduling quiet time. And quiet time doesn't mean quiet time on your phone. It means quiet time, no screens.
Some good old-fashioned meditation.
Yeah, well, just quiet time, you know, let kids be quiet for a while. So, like, I don't call it nap time because kids are going to, nap time, you know, but flat on your back or flat on your belly on your bed. You know, you're just going to be flat on your back, your belly for an hour in your room. No phones, no screens, just relax. Just take a nap if you want, lay down, get some rest, and just have some quiet time so their mind has a chance to catch up, you know, and slow down.
Yeah, well, the world's coming at them at about a million miles an hour right now.
Exactly. So what a great opportunity to teach kids that the world doesn't have to come at you at a million miles an hour all the time.
Yeah, take a break. And I know my son has watched me take great advantage of our couch. Nap time is something that I'm usually not privileged to. Man, I've taken more naps the last two or three weeks that I think I can count.
Naps are great, you know. It's too bad that we're not a society that values naps more, you know. I mean, naps are good, you know. And then just slowing down in general, like as the parents, slowing down. Don't get in a rush around the house. Just even walking slower than you usually do. But just taking your time. And then that creates a sense of safety for the kids as well.
All really great advice. And you guys are available to visit with. So if you're dealing with stuff right now, and like we talked with Leah last week, it's totally normal to feel a little off right now. And there's not a bit of guilt that should come along with feeling the way you feel, whether you're sad or worried, or you might feel like maybe you're slipping into a bit of depression. There are people like yourself who are out there working right now, and either over the phone or in the office, of course, social distancing, very important in those situations. Pete, if somebody wants to reach out to you, again, you are with Alliance Family Services. How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, piece of cake. Just 208-737-0572. That's the agency number. And we are taking clients, and a lot of agencies in town are taking clients. And it's totally normal to feel a little weirded out with everything that's going on. Americans like certainty. We like to know. The worst thing you could tell an American is, I don't know when that's going to be done.
Right.
We want to know. And right now we don't know. We just don't know. And that's a weird feeling. It's a really weird feeling. And mental health services are all up and running. Many, many, many accommodations have been made to make sure that people can get their mental health needs met during this time. And so please, if you're out there and you're like, I'm going crazy, you know, I don't know what's going on with my life. I don't know what's going on with the world. I need to talk to somebody. Give us a call or give another agency a call and get scheduled with a counselor.
Again, 208-737-0572. Pete Espill, thank you, man, so much. Appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yeah, dude, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.